The Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Madonna replaces a little dolly in bed. Unfortunately, thought the hermit, even the few people in New Mexico who wanted to help the Archbishop build his new cathedral were very poor. Yet somehow the low walls of the stone Romanesque cathedral continued to rise. As Giovanni watched the stonemasons carving into the red and yellowish granite, something caught his eye. Taking a closer look at one of the mysterious letters on a newly hewn block that had been put aside, the hermit could discern the shape of some Hebrew letters. "This is odd," he said to himself. "Why would the Archbishop want Hebrew letters on a cathedral of a place that is predominantly Spanish Catholic?" As he sat there pondering the question, the blind man that he had seen close to the Church of San Miguel inched his way forward. "I can tell by the scent of your clothes that you are Giovanni the Hermit," he said. "You and your blindness can see more clearly than other men," said Giovanni. "Can you tell me the meaning of these strange letters on the stone?" The blind man laid his hands on the stone block, and slowly he traced the shapes of the Hebraic letters with his fingertips. First, from left to right, and then from right to left. At length he said, "The inscription is Hebrew. It says, Yahweh, the Old Testament name of God." As Giovanni was to find out later, many of the Jewish merchants of Santa Fe had contributed money to support the Archbishop's building fund. As a reward for their support, he had carved the name of Yahweh into a stone triangle representing the Trinitarian belief of three persons in one God. It was his intention to set the granite keystone above the main door of the cathedral in order to reward them for their service. The ancestors of many of these crypto-Jews had left Spain under the guise of being Christians and had settled into the Pecos Valley. Giovanni thought of the irony that the descendants of these very people, who were the very same ones that were supporting the church, had formerly been persecuted in both Spain and Mexico. While he sat caressing the stone unthinkingly, the blind man approached him again and spoke up. "It was not long ago, in the Marian month of May, that the faithful of this valley decided to take the Holy Madonna out on a procession, as they are wont to do." He paused to catch his breath. He continued. "As they wended their way through the streets of Santa Fe, the evening grew progressively hotter and hotter. At length, the people carrying the Madonna on her bier put her down in the shade of a peach tree. They went to the well that had been dug behind the cathedral to refresh themselves. Now, unseen by anyone, the little Spiegelberg child happened to be spying upon the strange Catholic rites from the low walls of the cathedral. But it wasn't so much the processional rites that caught her eye, but the sight of the most beautiful dolly that she had ever seen placed in the shade of a peach tree. Unnoticed by anyone, she went and quietly she picked up La Conquistadora and carried her home to her bed. The procession bearers came back refreshed and picked up the bier and continued their trek along the streets of Santa Fe, blissfully unaware of the fact that the Madonna was missing. They got many a strange look from the curious out in the street. That night, when Frau Spiegelberg went to tuck her child into bed, she found the Holy Madonna in the folds of her daughter's blanket. With a thousand apologies, she rushed the statue back to the cathedral, where the faithful were already praying novenas, 12 at a time, invoking divine providence for her safe return. The Archbishop had been suspicious at first. He had suspected that the disappearance of the Holy Madonna was due to the hidden trickery of Padre Martinez of Taos. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.